going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Luka in the corner tried to save it, but he threw it right to Jaden McDaniels. 5-on-4. Luka's still down. Back across the play. Here's Ant. Open on the corner. 3. He hits it. How about that? Edwards puts the Wolves up 85-58.
Thank you to T-Wolves Radio. Yeah, unfortunately, that Luka turnover can't count as an assist, even though it did lead eventually to a hoop. The assists were hard to come by. The Lakers lose game one on their home floor. T-Wolves, they're the ones who grab the home court, steal it away from the Lakers. Good morning. Welcome to the show, Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff. We know a lot of basketball has happened since that Laker loss, Pearl, but it really stood out to us because of the way in which the Lakers lost, how Minnesota came ready to play. But I got to tell you, I am not panicking yet about Los Angeles. This is not the last we've heard from them. They are not going to go quietly into the night, in my opinion.
They looked small. They looked slow. They looked less energy. Everything about them looked worse against the T-Wolves. But it's not. That's not the reason that I'm giving up on the Lakers this soon, even though I had them going to Game 6 of the Western Conference Finals. The T-Wolves look amazing. And I understand Jaden McDaniels is going to hit every shot, and they're not going to hit how many threes was it?
50% of their threes.
100 threes.
That's not going to hold, something tells me.
They are so much bigger, and they seem more athletic, and they just don't seem to have all the defensive holes that the Lakers have. Not only am I confident that they can get past the Lakers, I think they're a real threat in the West, which we haven't talked about this team since last year. They had so much expectation last year, got to the Western Conference Finals, then disappeared during the regular season, won 49 games, didn't think about them, but it's a combination of Anthony Edwards ready to step up and take it to the next level, and the guys around him, they just look like the perfect fit. It just seems like, oh, this team is built for the playoffs. Now, I understand it's one game, but I am into this team.
I mean, is it any shock that if you're watching on the live stream, youtube.com/InfinitySportsNet, twitch.tv/InfinitySportsNetwork, of course this is the day Perloff decides to break out all the Timberwolves gear.
Yeah,
did pick the Lakers to go to the Western Conference Finals 48 hours ago.
I said that 45 seconds ago back here.
This is it. Now he's on the T-Wolves bandwagon. I'm kind of surprised he hasn't done this before, considering he started a movie with Anthony Edwards, and we know how close you guys got on that movie set. But here's the real thing. Aside from the size, which we knew was going to be an issue, and Jackson Hayes only played 8 minutes, and we know that. Aside from the size, which the Lakers can do nothing about between now and Tuesday, tomorrow, and they can't change that, everything else you said is fixable.
Okay.
Everything else they have control over. They want to play more physical. They want to spread the ball out more. They want to not collapse on Anthony Edwards and Julius Randle at every second to leave Naz Reid open to be the next Steph Curry. Like, all these things for the Lakers can be fixed. So, again, the size was always going to be an issue.
Yep.
And this is on J.J. Redick, and I guess LeBron is, like, the next coach on the team.
Well, this is
going to be on them to figure that out. We always knew that was going to be an issue.
Well, it's not on them personnel-wise. They don't have any bodies. There are no answers. I'm not sure there's a coaching solution here by either LeBron or J.J. Redick.
Yeah, well,
the problem is you can't play Jackson Hayes at center. He's not good.
No.
And he's not, but he's never been really good playoff level. So I don't know how you're going to deal. But Naz Reid has got to be 6'11". Rudy Gobert is over 7 feet. And Rudy Gobert, usually you have to take him off the court in the playoffs.
Yeah.
You didn't seem to have to do that this time. And Randall's big and strong down in the middle. He's, he was effective. There's just so many things. It's not just that. The wing defenders, Jaden McDaniels and Anthony Edwards, are so big on the wing. They seem to match up pretty well, to me, with Luka and LeBron. Like, the key is you got to get Luka on a smaller guy. For example, when Dante DiVincenzo matches up with him, it's 2 points for the Lakers.
Right.
But I just think the T-Wolves have enough bigs, wings, that they can handle those outside guys. That's why I'm going to totally overreact to this one game and wear this T-Wolves hat that was given to me by the team, because they took the whole Dan Patrick Show crew to a game and treated us like royalty.
Yeah.
Super Bowl week. Remember that?
You've always talked about how well they treated you.
Oh, God. I love Minnesota. And there's a lot of reasons to be excited about this team, where the Lakers just felt, I don't know, flat.
Okay, again, something they can fix. Flat, you can fix. Is it a little concerning that they came out and it looked like the Timberwolves were ready to play playoff basketball and the Lakers were not? Sure. However, you get a second game at home.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to need your stars to play better. We know that. Luka on the offensive end, you look at the point total, was fine for game one, but one assist, like that just can't be. You know, one assist. When Luka last year, one of the keys, you'll remember, to them getting to the Western Conference Finals, was Luka dishing out assists to the two big men on the Mavericks. You know, those two big men aren't there. It's not, you know, that's not the same type of team. But when Luka, you talk about this all the time, like, he's so ball dominant,
and
the high usage is so big. But he's got to also be a facilitator, and it can't be the your turn, my turn. They got to actually run sets. I don't think at times they were even doing that. And I'm not even Miss Basketball, and I could understand that. I'm not X's and O's. Like, I don't have a podcast with J.J. Redick drinking wine talking about horns down.
I think you would be lovely on that podcast. Just drink a couple red wines with J.J. Who knows where that conversation would go?
To be honest, I'm better after a couple glasses of red wine. I just can't show that on this particular program. But here's the deal.
Whiskey.
Here's the deal. I think that, aside from the size, this is something that is actually in the Lakers' hands to control. And the only thing that worries me a bit is that, one, your role players should play better at home, and they didn't. Two, Austin Reeves looked a little, nervous out there or something. He was not his usual self. And I don't know if LeBron's got a groin issue that's really serious or not. It's impossible to tell with LeBron injuries, because sometimes they seem to kind of come and go, and you're never sure exactly how bad they are. Anyway, this is now on J.J. Redick. They're not the first team in the history of the NBA who's had to try to make chicken salad out of a lineup that is smaller. And it's going to be on them to try to figure it out. And I just wonder if the T-Wolves end up getting a little overconfident from this win. I can see a letdown here, too. We'll see if they can really keep the pedal to the metal. But I can see them being like, geez, we just won by, 22 points in game one. Kind of ease up a little.
The Timberwolves will 100% do that. They seem like but that might be a good thing. They're a team that doesn't seem to care in a sense, in a good way. They didn't seem intimidated by Luka, who they saw last year in the playoffs, or LeBron. They felt a little oblivious to the moment in a really good way. It felt like, okay, we're just out here. We're going to play loose. I think Anthony Edwards is a big part of that, too. His mentality. Yep. He doesn't come out there and think, I'm playing LeBron and Luka. His energy is like, I'm the best player on this court. Everybody follow me.
Yep.
And what you saw when he got a little hurt, he had a cramp and he had to leave in third quarter. The energy went down a little bit. Even if it's not all him, I think that he's the emotional leader. And he's oblivious to the fact that he's going up against a team that kind of everyone wants to see advance because of the star power. Didn't seem like he got the memo. And I'm excited for that. I think the T-Wolves could be, if this keeps going and, hey, they build on this and they build on last year's playoffs, this could be a face of the NBA team. Like, they're exciting.
I know. We said that last year.
I know. And we forgot about it because they weren't that good this year, because it seemed like everyone figured out how to guard them. But I'm back. It's been a year.
All right. Here's Anthony Edwards on media members that picked the Lakers to win the series.
They still got the Lakers. The Lakers are supposed to win. That's just how it's supposed to go. We're not supposed to be here. So we're just going to compete to the best of our ability.
Yeah. So I think that's this is one of those things, like Anthony Edwards is the type of superstar, and maybe all of them are like this, but he definitely is. The moment you can even fake that he's an underdog, he'll take it and run with it.
Yeah.
Like you're the number one overall pick, you know, years ago, you're next face of the league, you're in a movie, you're all these things, Team USA, the whole deal. But if you can just find any shred of no one believes in us, they picked against us, you know, obviously they're the lower seed in this matchup, but like he's going to take that and it's probably a better spot as opposed to last year when there was all the expectations on the world on the Timberwolves. This time it's like it feels like the Lakers series to lose, and Anthony Edwards loves that.
Yeah. And what do you think of the other players around him? Jaden McDaniels was on fire from
Amazing.
Three. Julius Randle, I mean, he's not great. He had 7 turnovers in the game, but he looked very confident against the Lakers. Like the Lakers' lack of size was a benefit to him. You could have Gobert on the court. It just, if the Lakers better step up their energy 100%, because otherwise, I think you could see the big guys on Minnesota steamrolling here.
888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Want to hear from you, especially the Laker crowd out there. Are you starting to get a little nervous? Perloff certainly is. He's already jumped off your bandwagon.
Well, I wasn't on the bandwagon. I predicted that they would go far. I'm not rooting for Luka and LeBron. I'll tell you that right now. I'm a Jordanite. I can't deal with a fifth title here for LeBron.
You were on Friday.
I know. I it's not rooting. It was predicting. I really thought this was the path for the Lakers. This sort of 2-3 bracket. If they won this, they would face the winner of the Rockets and the Warriors. This seems like size-wise, the Lakers could do this. Now, all these teams have the same problem looming in the background. The Oklahoma City Thunder look like a juggernaut.
That was unreal.
So we can't overreact. Like the Lakers, I mean, can you imagine if they play like that against Oklahoma City? Say they do figure out the T-Wolves. They cannot bring that kind of game against OKC.
That game, OKC beat Memphis by 51 points. Yeah. That one may have slipped under your radar because it was not a game. That was uncomfortable to watch. Their defense was so stifling, and Memphis was just, I was embarrassed for them. How about this thing that went viral over the weekend? It's from a social media account that I've never heard of. It's not verified, but it really got a lot of people's attention, bro. I'm going to hit you with this one. This random account tweeted this. Just so we're clear, if LeBron loses with Luka, the legacy takes a huge hit.
Yeah, we had this debate on Friday.
It's funny. I think we've been looking at it from the Luka side and just the, if LeBron wins, does he get full credit for the title? I never really thought about it, to be honest, from the other side, which is Luka and LeBron have been playing with each other for about 3 months. So if they lose, LeBron legacy takes a hit. I don't know if I agree with this. I don't think I do. I think you get another year to figure this out. Who gels in a few months?
I agree with you. His legacy does not take a hit, but not because he's going to gel next year. Dude's 40 years old and looks every year of 40. He's 40. How can his legacy take a hit?
Well, that goes in and out, him looking 40, because he also had a chase down block that looked like the 2016 finals.
But how can you kill the guy for losing in the playoffs now at 40? Like, I think there was a reality. Nobody killed Jordan for the last part of the Wizards. But you're like, he's an old guy. Who cares? He's out there having fun. I think legacy-wise, you would totally dismiss this for LeBron. This is not going to be part of his legacy if he loses.
Okay, but again, like, this is why this things like this kind of go viral, is because, listen, the Warriors added Jimmy Butler. Clearly, that was a big deal.
Yes.
Steph's still the guy. We see him closing, not just the play-in game. He was the guy in the fourth quarter, even though Jimmy had a great first three quarters. And we saw Steph last night still making these unbelievable shots, and he was the one who kind of buried the Rockets in game one. Luka is not Jimmy Butler. Luka is 25, 26, however old. He's in his prime.
Right.
Like,
yeah, but Steph is 30.
It was a bigger ad, is what I'm saying. The Luka ad was bigger than the Jimmy Butler.
Steph's 3 years younger than LeBron. Like, Steph still got game. LeBron, you ignore nature all the time when LeBron James game come up. Do you just think that he's going to give you 40 minutes a night for 12 wins? That's a huge ask for a guy this age. So there's no way his legacy could take a hit for this. And I guarantee it will not be. In 10 years, no one's going to remember this. If they lost in the first round, or say they lost in the conference finals, it won't matter, because look how we ignore Jordan's last years. We ignore everybody's last years. He's 40. The fact that he's getting up and down the court without grabbing his lower back is a massive achievement.
Well, here's the thing about those Jordan Wizards years, if we're talking about legacy. If anyone out there can name three other guys who are on those teams, hats off to you. And one of them actually was a guest on the show not that long ago, and he's excellent. We love Brendan Hayward. I'll give you one.
John Wall was one of those guys, right?
I don't think so. He missed it by about a decade.
Well, it was the lack of fitness. Like, he wasn't putting $1 million in his body. They didn't really have, he didn't have, what was it, Tonal? Is that what LeBron uses? Jordan did not get in game shape. LeBron's at least in game shape. Like, you've seen those Wizards highlights. Like,
yeah.
Geez.
Well, I mean, you know, the tequila blackjack diet is not exactly effective.
Yeah. He wasn't Air Jordan by the Wizards time. But having Kwame
Brown as your running man with Larry Hughes, no disrespect to any of those guys. That's not Luka. There was no one even close. Jordan didn't have a wingman. There was no Scotty. There was nothing even like that. Go back to that roster. I mean, again, Anton Jameson, Jerry Stackhouse, an older Stackhouse, but they were not Luka.
You're saying if, say, Jordan got linked up with Shaq or Kobe, we would have downgraded his legacy if he lost.
No,
but that feels like, if they'd added a superstar, it would have downgraded. It just feels, I mean, they weren't even close, and he wasn't even close. He was clanking dunks off the back rim. He looked nothing like LeBron. LeBron is much sharper in his older age than Jordan, and the numbers show it.
Yeah, 888-710-4ISN. So the LeBron legacy, does it take a hit if he loses with Luka? Which, to be honest, I think we had kind of penciled them in to at least the second round, and to be fair to the T-Wolves, they weren't having that.
I mean, they basically have the same record. We should have had this as more an even odds. And hey, this series is not over by a long stretch. I'm looking at the bodies, and Minnesota waves of big men. The Lakers have nothing inside.
It's a problem, but not one I don't think they can overcome. Manny, let's throw it on the poll, please. Time to panic for the Lakers. Yes, no. Also, does LeBron's legacy take a hit if he loses with Luka? That can be a separate post. Good morning, everybody. We got a lot to get to on this Monday. Of course, it's draft week. Good morning. You made it to the week of the draft. And Perloff and I have some big, big, big predictions about the most exciting players in the draft. We also will talk to a really interesting guest later on in the show. Somebody who has worked with everybody from Patrick Mahomes to Jalen Hurts to the biggest college quarterbacks going right now. Quincy Avery is a quarterback guru. He's going to break down all these QBs for us. So I'm excited to talk to him. We have Raiders news for you. It's all here on a Monday. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. We get it going with the Lakers. Is it time to panic?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Welcome back, Maggie and Perloff Show. So we are objective journalists. We don't root. I happen to be wearing a Timberwolves hat today. It's just because the team gave it to me about 8 years ago, and they won, so I figured, what the heck, I'll throw it on. I'm from Philadelphia, so I'm a 76ers fan, but sometimes you do root for a team here, Maggie, and I have a good reason that we have a new team of the Maggie and Perloff Show.
What's this we?
Sometimes we, as a group, collectively, have a team when it doesn't conflict with our rooting interests. Say it's not against your Buffalo Bills, sure, or Manny's New York Knicks. There's a team, and it's because of a guest last week.
Oh, okay.
I'm all in on the Toronto Maple Leafs because I thought Ball Bizinette was so fun last week. Biz Nasty was awesome. He's from Toronto, massive Maple Leafs fan.
Sure.
Got us into it a little bit. Then the Maple Leafs looked dominant. And then you coined the term drought buster. So here's the other thing. And we looked at the trademark on Friday, and it's available. If Toronto wins, and I was thinking about, I actually thought a lot about this weekend, how lame your drought buster term was for the other. UConn has an 11-year drought. Florida has like a 14-year, whatever, 20-year drought in basketball.
Rory?
Yeah, Rory had an 11-year drought. The Maple Leafs haven't won since 1960, whatever. That's a drought, Maggie. That's a drought.
This would be the big one. This would really cement, like, man, did I nail it? Like,
if somehow you did nail it, because these are not the same things. There's nothing in common with the Florida Gators winning the NCAA tournament and the Toronto Maple Leafs hoisting Lord Stanley's Cup. They're not same.
Well, I kind of think they are. Because, first of all, I think you're forgetting, drought buster actually is that trademark is taken. It's slump buster
that's available.
That's one a little more controversial.
Drought buster was a lawn product, by the way.
Yeah, it is. It's a lawn product. Free plug for them. They've been renewing the trademark. Unfortunately for us, slump buster is available. That was an energy drink, but they let the trademark
slump buster with the tagline, go big or go home. So I don't know if we want that one.
Tagline is, what the hell? I think that it would fit in perfectly. It would cement.
Yeah.
Because think about it. I said, would the Lakers suffice? And it's like, no, Maggie, can't be the Lakers. They won 5 years ago. 5 years, not long enough. You need at least a decade. And can I give you, 1967? How about that?
Yeah, that's called a drought.
Exactly.
Florida Gators, even Florida Gators fans didn't care about that drought. That was not a thing. We were coming to this NCAA tournament, man, can those Gators finally break through and end this long dry spell? A little bit with UConn women, but not even that. That hasn't been that long. Rory hasn't been that long. This is a real drought.
I totally disagree on Rory. Rory was a legit drought. He could not get through one press conference without being asked whether or not he was going to break the majors drought and finally win at the Masters. And then he won, and I coined 2025 the year of the slump buster. I said that, got a couple eyebrows raised around the show. I changed it to drought buster.
1973 was also a long time ago.
And that'd be your New York Knicks, which I don't know if they're going to win the title this
year. Now we're la-la. That's pure fantasy. Right.
Well, God forbid I dream.
Listen, 21-0 run. It's nice. But
against Detroit.
But here's the thing. See, this is where the definition, I want to be clear about what the terms are. Yeah. So drought buster and why the Maple Leafs do apply is because they have won a title. This can't be Oklahoma City or someone winning the first time.
Right, right.
That's a new thing. That's a breakthrough. This is, you've won, you've tasted it. There's fans out there that do remember it, that, you know, we can hearken back to those days. So there's guys alive who have played on that team.
The Bills wouldn't apply to this?
The Bills would not apply to this. The Bills have not won in the Super Bowl era, guys.
But
not, so and also, if the Bills are going to win, it's going to be in 2026, not going to be in 2025. So I'm okay with it.
Okay, so just so I'm clear on this. A random football school wins the NCAA tournament, and that's the same as the most popular team in a country that worships a sport, breaks a 50-year drought. That same, the Maple Leafs and the Gators?
Ohio State, I have to really shoehorn into this theory.
I'm talking about the Florida Gators, the football school, wins the NCAA tournament.
And I thought you were talking about Ohio
State. Even in Gainesville, they barely even notice this. They're like, well, that's cool. How's DJ Lagway looking in the spring game? This is not, I'm just saying, as far as Rory was big news, but still, this Maple Leafs thing, this is like the Dallas Cowboys breaking their drought. This is the team for the entire country, a hockey crazy country. This is their Cowboys.
I know. Well,
this is totally in a different realm.
Yeah. Yeah, I disagree. I think it would fall under the drought busters category, slump busters, whatever you want to call it. This is the thing about the Maple Leafs. You know, people have tried to break this drought. You really think you and I in this show that we have the power to do something like that? I mean, imagine how many voodoo doctors they've brought in to, you know, animals been sacrificed. Like, this is, it's a national blight that the Maple Leafs have gone this long without winning. Like, I love the power of our show. I think we're positive. We have a good outlook and attitude for the most part. Are we going to be a drop in the bucket here?
No, I'm not saying that we slaughter an animal to help the Maple Leafs win the cup. I just said, hey, it's kind of fun. I was just thinking, I don't have a team in the playoffs. Let's root for Toronto. You're the one who went with this dark, mystical turn on here.
Well, I mean, listen, you want to just walk on and try to be a part of the celebration. You got to do your part. CeeLo, good morning.
Good morning. Instead of going all the way for the Stanley Cup championship drought bust, why don't you guys take the lower tier? They've not even played in the final since 67 when they won. So why don't you guys just get them back into the final and let everyone else take care of the rest?
Yeah. I mean, how do you think a Maple Leaf fan's going to feel about that, though, if they get all the way to the final?
I think at this point, they'll
take it.
They'll take just getting back there.
Yeah, I feel you.
Been to a conference title game since 95. That's what the kind of thing we're talking about. That is a drought.
Yeah.
Not UConn women basically had to take a backseat to South Carolina for a few years. Come on.
No, they hadn't won in a decade. They kept making Final Fours, though. So.
But the UConn men haven't won in a year now, so that'd be your next drought.
I mean, yeah. The definition of drought is fluid. Again, 2025, year of the drought buster. Still alive, though. We've been asking you this morning if two things. Are you panicking a bit in L.A., how they lost that first matchup to the Timberwolves? Not great. And also, does LeBron's legacy take a hit if he loses with having a wingman like Luka? Mike's in the Bay Area. What's up, Mike?
Hi. Hope to make this competent. Won't lie. I listen to a lot of radio shows and never once called in, but this is important. I like this question because I think the answer is absolutely yes. And I think the only reason that it's possible that this question arises is because for the last 10 years, Stephen Curry has been there at every turn to snatch the real legacy and the real moment. And I think that a lot of what he does on a nightly basis for the last 10 years gets ignored in an attempt to shield LeBron from legacy, not to, you know, downplay what he has done as well, but I wish, you know, it was treated a little more equally. And I think the answer to the question with LeBron and Luka, if LeBron can't get past the and Edwards in the first round with Luka after a trade that quite literally everyone has said is the biggest trade in NBA history, while Steph is just there in the background with, like, yeah, the Jimmy Butler was a big trade, but no one talked about it in the way that they talked about the Luka trade.
Right.
If Steph is here playing to get in a Game 6 or a Game 7 to make the Western Conference Finals, I see them getting past the Rockets and, you know, objectively getting past the next round. You know, well,
you know, Mike,
that's what we should be talking about.
I'm glad you decided that this was going to be the first time you ever call into a radio show, because you are making a really good point here, and I want to extend it a little bit further, and thank you for the call. The LeBron Jordan conversation is the one that we have all the time. I think what Mike's saying is that's the wrong one to be having. We should be having the LeBron Steph conversation, and we're not having it enough. And Mike is saying that it's like PR, you know, like put the resumes up and what Steph has done over what he said last 10 years, because that's the thing, LeBron, they've been so long, but like LeBron's kind of spanning so many different eras. That the better debate is LeBron Steph, not LeBron Jordan anymore.
Yeah.
And the fact is that Steph is actually, and Mike's saying, quietly winning that, and nobody's talking about it. I disagree that nobody's talking about it, but it's fair to reframe this as a LeBron-Steph conversation and let the LeBron-Jordan conversation die.
Well, I don't know. It feels like we're advancing the Warriors pretty far in this particular playoff. Yeah, they'll probably beat Houston, but I don't know if they have the same problem as the Lakers. They're tiny. Are they going to be able to beat these big teams in the West? Anyway, besides that, so the final title, LeBron was 36 when he won in the bubble. Jordan was 34 when he beat the Jazz, and Steph is 37 now, right?
Yeah.
So he would be older than those guys to win a title. But his game is ageless in a way that LeBron and Jordan was not, because as I've said many times, and you've laughed at me,
yeah,
Steph is not athletic like them. He does not run and jump like those guys.
Yeah, it just so feels nothing weird is going when to you say he's not athletic.
Like, but
it doesn't sit right.
I don't understand that, because they do this thing in the NFL draft where it's your athletic profile, and they combine your 40 time, your jumping ability, and your powerlifting. Like, that's defined as athleticism. Like, he's never been fast, he's never been strong, and he's never jumped through the roof. So he's not going to age at all. He's going to be effective for 5 more years, probably just sitting back there in the wing. LeBron, you saw it last night. He can't do LeBron things for 45 minutes a game. So I just think that Curry is born to play as an old man. I just think he's going to be really effective for the next couple of years. So anyway, my point is, I think Steph's going to do some damage here, but it's a long way. LeBron at his peak, you only judge the peak. That's my leg. You do not judge longevity. That does not matter. It's the peak.
Well,
who's the greatest player? It's not who lasted the longest.
Okay.
Who's the greatest player?
Okay, but then if you're making a Steph Curry argument, aren't you making a longevity argument also?
That's why I'm saying, like, that's why it's not going to make a huge difference. It's not going to make a dent to me. If Steph makes it to the conference finals and LeBron goes out in the first round, I'm not rejiggering the order.
What about Steph wins a title, wins his fifth? See, I think
I'm
going to
regret this. I don't see that happening.
I think, cut it, Manny. Save it.
I don't see that happening this year.
If you don't see it happening, but I'm just saying if he did. We can dream right now.
Wow, that, all right. That is pretty crazy.
5 titles for Steph, 1 at 37. You're telling me everyone's just going to be like, oh, it's only 37. No, it's going to be slam dunk on LeBron.
I still think LeBron is number two on most, one or two on most lists.
I bet Curry moves up.
I don't even think Curry
wildly.
Is Steph Curry better than Kareem Abdul-Jabbar?
How do you even compare those two?
Another question that Mike in the Bay Area had while I was screening him was, well, one of the statements that he had was that Steph Curry is top five all time.
I mean, I think by the time Steph retires, I bet he is. Oh, man, that's
weird. There's a lot of recency bias in his list. If we saw Oscar Robertson and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, I'm sure we'd be like, those guys were amazing too. But
I get it. Well, I think the other question is, do you count defense at all?
Yeah, because that's a great question.
With Steph, you can. And I was actually thinking about this when I was watching Jokic play against the Clippers. Jokic is amazing. He was fantastic. Jamal Murray kind of came in and saved that game for them. But, you know, Jokic's defense. To claim that he's like one of the greatest players of all time, he is. But the defense, it's not exactly. Jordan was winning Defensive Player of the Year awards. It's not the same. Let's get to CeeLo. And you're welcome to call in on this, by the way. 888-710-4ISN. 888-710-4476. Curry versus LeBron. Legacy question there for you. Can you be considered a top five all-time NBA player if your defense is really lacking? I don't think you get to that pinnacle. And Steph has been a defensive liability, partly his size, partly him.
I have a list from 2022, ESPN's official NBA 75 list, and Steph is 16. This is in 2022.
That's before the fourth title.
Is it? Okay.
Right?
Let's see. That was 2022, 21.
Yeah, but.
July 31st, 2022. So he might have had the fourth title then.
No. They won the 2022-2023 season, right?
Am I
getting these years mixed up? No, I'm sorry. It was the 2021-2022 season.
Right. Pardon. So he had won that title, and he's still 16. That seems low. I think it might be that little thing called defense. But the other thing, too, is, I mean, then you're in Mount Rushmore territory. He might move up, but for some reason, I don't think he catches LeBron in the popular culture. Even if he wins this year, I still think he's no way he gets up to 1-2. Can you imagine saying Steph Curry is better than Michael Jordan, LeBron James? It's just people are going to look at this little guy, you know, from Charlotte and say, nah, I can't see it. I'm sorry. It's just the optics. I think LeBron and Jordan will always be above him.
CeeLo has some headlines for us. Good morning, CeeLo.
Also got a riddle sponsored by Progressive Insurance. What do your home and auto have in common? Progressive protects them both. That was an easy riddle. Learn more at progressive.com. So, yeah, three pretty decisive victories for home teams in Sunday's NBA playoff action. And then there was the Rockets hosting the Grizzled Warriors.
10 on the shot clock, a minute 11 to go in the game. Butler sizes up Şengün at the top of the key, between the legs twice, drifts to his right, to the right elbow, step back, jumper on the way, swish! Play off Jimmy.
As in Butler and Tim Roy with the call on Warriors Radio. Key shot for Butler down the stretch as the Dubs win at Houston 95-85. And Steph Curry did have himself 31 points in the ballgame. Meantime, the Easter Sunday slate opened with a laugher in Oklahoma City, featuring this sequence between 6'6" Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and 7'4" Zach Edey.
Shovel feet cross lane to Edey. Takes it up, smothered by Shai, his second block. Dub on the loose ball. Kicks to Shai. Slicing baseline, leaps and leans, a floating 7-footer over Edey, a beauty, lofted it home high. Tuomas Isalo has no choice but to call a timeout. The Grizzlies being embarrassed right now by the Thunder, razor sharp.
Thunder Radio, OKC outscoring Memphis 44-27 in the third quarter after they only gave up 16 points in the second. Pretty much put it on cruise control in the fourth, and they still won by 51, 131-80. A decisive blow there in game one of that series for the top seed in the West. You also had the Cavs over the Heat, 121-100. Cleveland winning the fourth quarter there by 13 as Donovan Mitchell had 30 for the Cavs. And the Celtics took care of the Magic, 103-86. Team-high 30 points for Derek White to pace Boston. Tonight, you got game two between the Knicks and the Pistons after New York. Maggie mentioned the 21-0 run to take the series opener Saturday at Madison Square Garden. Looked like they were going to get knocked off there in game one of that series. And then all of a sudden, it turned on a dime.
Never a doubt.
Never a doubt. Yeah.
Might have been the Modelo also aiding that, but
yes,
never a doubt.
I would say that helped a little bit. And the Nuggets will go for a 2-0 series lead over the Clippers after Denver needed overtime to win game one on Saturday. A play from that one that I guess didn't really end up mattering, but was still unusual and interesting. 34 seconds left. The Clippers were in position to use a challenge after a Kawhi Leonard turnover, and Nikola Jokic wants to inbound the ball quickly, but Jeff Van Gundy on the sidelines for the Clippers and their trainer, Jason Powell, trying to wrestle the ball away from Jokic while they're sitting on the bench. So afterwards, Nuggets interim head coach David Adelman had some fun with it.
My guy's got to step it up. If we're allowed to just grab the ball and stop plays from happening and it's not a delay a game, then what have we been doing all year? The assistants, I was an assistant, so what was I doing all year? So if that is okay to do, and I guess that's okay, then we should start doing it. I've never seen that before, to be honest.
It's amazing how many things Van Gundy gets himself mixed up in over the years, right?
Honestly, it was shades of hanging on to Alonzo Mourning's leg. Yeah, in the 90s when the Knicks and the Heat were getting into all those scrapes.
Good to see him back on the sideline.
It is, yes.
He's going to get a job out of this, by the way, if he wants one. The Celtics last year, where he was like being credited with kind of turning around their defense, and now this year with the Clippers?
It's kind of crazy.
He's always been
he hasn't got a job all these years. He's wanted one for a long time, right?
But he had that cushy broadcasting job, which is pretty sweet, doing the finals.
But I think he always put his name out there, and for some reason, teams have not bid. I don't get it why. I mean, it's a no-brainer. He has a huge winning percentage.
Yeah, he's no doubt a good coach. Stanley Cup playoffs, all the home teams won their series openers Saturday. Hurricanes over the Devils, 4-1. Your Maple Leafs over the Senators in the Battle of Ontario, 6-2.
Yeah, Bob.
And Vegas over the Minnesota Wild, 4-2. Some wild stuff, maybe not wild, some unusual stuff we'll get to next hour from the Yankees-Rays game yesterday. And I'll just leave you with Justin Thomas, a birdie on the first playoff hole to beat Andrew Novak, win the RBC Heritage in Hilton Head, South Carolina. His first PGA Tour victory, talk about drought busters, since the 2022 PGA Championship nearly 3 years ago.
Whoa,
I think
three
it counts. Years. I think it counts.
For a guy as accomplished as him, and the last win being having been a major, I would say so.
Yeah.
First win as a dad as well. So he had his little daughter there. He was all fired up after getting the birdie on that playoff.
I like that CeeLo's getting into my 2025 year of the drought buster. Now, this would have gone particularly well with your Rangers, but they didn't make the playoffs, which was a shame. Fired their coach over the weekend.
Subject.
I'm sorry about that. But, guys, come on board with the slump busters.
Got 15 room years on the bandwagon. For the Yankees a while, too.
Yeah,
I know. Yankees made the World Series last year, though, so they didn't immediately come to mind, but they would obviously, you know,
how about
they would
the
apply.
Mets this year? 86.
Eh.
No?
I'm good.
All right.
Definitely a plus.
So what if the Thunder win? They don't count.
They don't count because
Bills
be their
don't
first
count.
One.
First
Bills
timers.
Don't count. The Lions would not count.
Mm-hmm. The Eagles, well, are you counting
Eagles.
This year's?
The
Eagles did not. I'm just saying the Eagles did not count. Are you counting the 25 Super Bowl or are you going to count next year's Super Bowl?
I will not count the 20. I will not count this year's Eagles because you won in 2017.
No. My question was how are you going to count next year's Super Bowl as the year of the drought, even though it takes place in February 26th?
That's why I think it's a 2026 thing. I'm talking about 2025. And unfortunately, the NFL and college football didn't really cooperate. That's why all of a sudden college hoops, Rory McIlroy, and now we're on.
Ohio State hadn't won since 14.
Actually, maybe. I think Ohio State does count. If you've got women count, yeah. I think Ohio State Buckeyes count.
They
don't
count. But anyway, besides the point.
But they do.
Yeah, but like, what is, I don't understand. Yeah, I just don't quite get this. You just dismissed Ohio State and they'd won further back than the UConn women.
Well, I just had to, upon further review.
Is it, though, the length of the drought or the years that's chewing you up here a little bit? Like, the college football and the NFL season was technically 2024, but the championships get played in 2025.
Right, that's what I was asking.
But at least with college basketball, you're still playing.
Maggie should.
The season spans into both years.
Take February 26th, include it in the year of the drought. That's your best strategy here.
So it'd be the 2025 NFL season.
Okay.
So maybe the Cowboys break their drought this year.
Look at how easily you were just persuaded.
Okay,
well,
whatever.
I mean, listen, do you want to come on my side or not? I'll take it. Sorry, I was just trying to just look up exactly when Ohio State last...
Cardale Jones, right?
Won, yeah.
2014, I want to say.
Came here to play football.
Ezekiel Elliott? Or was Zeke on that team? Yeah.
I don't even know at this point.
Yeah, it was 2014.
Yeah.
2014 season.
Yeah, that was.
For the 14th season.
By the way,
technically, it was 2015.
Technically, shouldn't have even been in the Final Four. It should have been Baylor or, what is it, Kansas State or TCU. Ohio State, they're like, they're a huge brand. Let's put that one in. But, yeah.
Nevertheless, they do count.
I'm going to trademark, this is not the year of the drought buster. Is that trademark?
That's a long trademark.
Yeah.
That's very wordy.
Doesn't fit on a bumper sticker.
Yeah, this is not the year of the draft buster.
But I don't understand. Why don't you just go with the Eagles, 2017?
It's not the same.
It's almost a UConn women won in 2015. It's 2 year difference. What's the difference?
Because you had the same quarterback and the same coach. Like, you need to have a totally different cast of characters.
No.
Well, coach, obviously, Gino Auriemma has been there for 40 years. There's nothing I can do about that. You need, like, new blood. It's got to be a different type of team. Your Eagles was basically the same.
Different coach, different quarterback.
You want her to include Eagles going from 17 to 25 or 24?
No, I don't. I thought the UConn women was a stretch.
Here's maybe what I'm thinking of here. Because you got to another Super Bowl, that's what I was thinking. I'm like, Jalen Hurts and Nick Sirianni had been to another Super Bowl. Mm-hmm.
I hear what you're saying.
I think Brandon Graham is the holdup. I don't think you can have anybody from the first one to the second one.
My biggest issue is actually the Florida Gators men's basketball title, because nobody was talking about that drought. Everyone was talking about Rory not being able to break through. No one's like, when are the Gators going to get back there? That had never been a conversation point by anybody.
Bad. Maybe we should have been having that conversation this whole time.
Was that the Joe Kim Noah era?
Yeah.
The last one?
Yeah.
I remember coming into the season, we're like, man, I'm excited to see Cooper Flagg, but really the big question is, can Todd Golden bring the Gators back to glory?
Can Walter Clayton Jr., the kid from Iona, can he lead the Gators to the national title?
Do you really need the junior? Does anyone know his dad? That's what I was wondering.
I always look up the dad when it's a junior. And he played at Northwest East South State. Listen, I wasn't expecting it either, but if the shoe fits...
It doesn't, but go ahead.
if the foot can be crammed into the shoe,
wedge it in there.
That's how you should work on your Eagles. Just look at it.
No.
If it was another team, you would be like, if it was a different team, you would definitely jump on it. Your anti-Eagles bias. Oh,
It's only because I sit next to you. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Okay, lots more to do, including a surprise quarterback we thought was going to attend the draft. Now he's not going to attend the draft, so what does that mean for his outlook? We'll tell you next.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Nothing gets you ready to tackle a week like DMX. Happy Monday. 888-710-4ISN is the number. We've been talking a lot about hoops this morning because the Lakers went down 0-1. Home court is gone against the Minnesota Timberwolves, who came out just on fire. And time to panic in LA? I don't think so. Besides the size issue, which is not insignificant, all these other things are actually in their control to fix. You can play better defense. You can have more energy. You can pass the ball more, which, you know, you look at this game and you think, wow, this was actually a bad defensive game. It was actually a bad offensive game. The offense got really stagnant, lots of turnovers, not enough assists, and that's something that the Lakers can change.
I mean, that's the Luka Doncic, James Harden experience. These high usage scoring machines, they hold the ball at the top of the key for hours on end, which they, you're right, they have to move the ball better. One thing that everyone's saying, okay, Minnesota got crazy hot from three.
Yeah.
I was looking at it. They're a great three-point shooting team. They're probably, if not, them and the Warriors are and the Celtics are the three best teams. I did not know until they said it during the game, Anthony Edwards hit more threes than any player in the NBA. I was like, oh, he's basically a dunker and a three-point shooter. But then he started.
It's him and Steph, and I think Malik Beasley from the Pistons.
Yeah, so he's number one in three-pointers made.
Oh, got it.
Yeah. Oh, percentage-wise, he's at 39.5%, but he made more than anybody. So they fire up a lot of threes. That's their game. And obviously, Naz Reid, we've been seeing this for a couple years now. Did we forget about Anthony Edwards and the T-Wolves? That's the prop. To me, it's not just about the Lakers. It's a combo. Like, oh, man, the T-Wolves are immediately returning to last year's playoff form, which is pretty good.
Let's go to the phones. JT is in Atlanta, wants to bring up something we have not thought about yet today. Good morning, JT. What's up?
Hey, what's going on, you guys? Thanks for taking my call. I'm upset in watching this game. You guys have mentioned it multiple times, and it's obvious that the Lakers don't have any size that can compete with just the most teams in the NBA in the playoffs. And we're sacrificing. I'm mad at LeBron. Because of it. And I know it's not his fault because he's fixed whatever. But the fact that Bronny is on this playoff roster, like Trace Jameson is a two-way player that they could have signed to a contract and put him on the roster. And when he was when he played, he was serviceable. But he has size. So the bottom line is we need size. We don't need anything that Bronny has to offer in the playoffs. Nothing. And the fact that he's taking up a roster spot is only due to LeBron wanting him to have this experience. And it's in my opinion, right? Because I don't see any other reason why he would be on the roster when there's a need that we should be filling as far as size that we're not, and we're just leaving it up to Jackson Hayes to be that sole thing.
JT, aren't you afraid if you happen to see LeBron in a game, he's going to threaten you now?
Did you just call him a bad dad?
We can't. That was you, JT, not Maggie and I.
Yeah, he's going to step to you like he did Stephen A. Smith. Listen, JT, of course, we all know what the deal is with Bronny. Does he deserve to be on this roster? Yeah. Absolutely not. Of course he doesn't. But I think what it really goes back to is that failed trade for Mark Williams. Now, I don't know if that really would have swung the series. JT, thank you for the call. Yeah. No doubt. You're right. They tried to get more size. The Dalton Connect would have been gone. It would have been the trade for Mark Williams from Charlotte. It fell through because of a failed physical, and they couldn't address it at the deadline.
Well, yeah, it's funny that we bring this up. We were talking about, Maggie and I in the break, we're talking about what we want to do this summer on vacation for our kids. LeBron's actually taking his kid to the NBA playoffs for vacation. That's the ultimate dad. I think it's about time we credit him. It's like, hey, Dad, what are we going to do this summer? Disneyland? Are we going to Universal? No, I'm going to take you to the NBA playoffs. JT's absolutely right.
Only the 17th time Bronny's been to the NBA playoffs.
Yeah.
How about spring in Minnesota?
No, JT is right, though. There's no reason for him to be on this playoff roster.
Well, there's no reason for Markieff Morris to be on this playoff roster too, and I agree with you, but there's other places you may have been able to find a spot for a big man. They just couldn't find one. Coming up, the biggest thing you need to know before the draft.